If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, welcome to Fightful. It is August 7th, 2024. We're here to talk to you about AEW Dynamite and some juicy gossip from FightfulSelect.com. The best $5 in the business, or $54 a year in the business. We're going to ask you to leave a thumbs up. Denise had a great idea. Roll call. Tell us your present. Drop a fruit emoji in the comments, in the chat. That's what we want to see. Make Luis, our moderator's life, as difficult as possible. I want him to think that he's stomping wine grapes by the end of this thing as wow. as he just siphons through the chat right now. We would greatly appreciate it. Also, the hump was today on here Fightful's YouTube. Make sure you show that show some love. Get in your super chats or humper chats that get your question or statement read on the air. We're spending even more time answering super chats and humper chats than ever before. So want to encourage you guys to do that. AEW Dynamite, we're a couple of weeks away from All In. I presume that afternoon this fella will be on Fightful Select doing a post show as well. Alex, how you doing?
I will indeed. Should be a lot of fun. I'm doing okay. My parents are visiting from Oregon this past week, so we've been doing some fun stuff with them. I watched, because I was behind, I watched the entirety of Collision, which I was not able to watch because it was on so early. I watched the entirety of Collision in 40 minutes before Dynamite tonight.
Wow.
Just fast forwarding past most of the matches to get to the finishes, just so I would know what ridiculous stuff Christian was pulling, so that when we got to the part tonight where Mama Wayne was wearing a title belt, I wouldn't have been confused.
I love it. Very, very much. Guys, again, leave a thumbs up on this video. We want to talk about what you guys want to talk about. So drop those super chats and humper chats. Man, just plenty to get into tonight, including a lot of news that we reported on Fightful Select. Now, full disclosure, Alex and I had the conversation about Britt Baker and MJF last Wednesday off the air.
We did.
I kind of clued Alex in on the story that I was actively working on, and it's a lot of he said, she said, so it's very hard to follow up on. I found out about it the day after it happened, and I had mentioned to Alex, yep, here's what happened, working on verifying it as best possible. But at that point, there were a lot of people in the company that were trying to keep it quiet, but they sort of outed themselves by saying, hey, Britt Baker is suspended. And that's what led to some dominoes falling. Now, on Fightful Select this afternoon, I had reported that Britt Baker would be back on TV very soon. On the Discord, I had reported that she would have a pre-recorded video segment on there as well. Alex, this report on Friday did not come as a surprise to you because you had been clued in by me. But still, what do you think when you hear something like that?
I have been clued into you that they did not want it to get out. So when I saw that it had gotten out, I was very surprised.
They tried.
They tried.
I was actively working on it, and it was going to come out.
Yeah. I obviously have never been part of a wrestling company, but I cover it and have now for several years. So I think I know a little bit about how the backstage things work there. But I also was, for a very long time, part of several years of being a theater actor and being backstage. And the best way that I can describe how it feels from the outside looking in, granted, is it feels like a lot of what I experienced doing theater with a bunch of actors, a lot of them young, and all kinds of egos clashing. You got the part I wanted. You're standing in my light. All this kind of stuff. Whatever it is that creates a bit of a sectioning off of who's on whose side and all this kind of stuff. You got to be professional. You go out there. You do your thing. But imagine all of that plus you punch people in the face. And so it's always felt to me like there's the potential for a lot of this sniping back and forth to blow up into something way bigger than it needs to be at the worst possible time. And that is what the report felt like to me of just this is, I everybody can have differences between individuals. That happens all the time, but you got to make sure it doesn't affect how everybody works in their place of business, because then it can get really bad.
Basically, what we have learned both from the Mariah May Toni Storm angle and this is AEW is like Showgirls starring Elizabeth Berkley.
Yeah,
that's
there it. You go.
That's the lesson that I learned throughout all this.
Yes.
Fightful Select had a bunch of additional details on this over behind the paywall. Please check it out. Please support what we do. This is usually kind of a downtime for the paywall subscription, so you're going to want to subscribe. We've got a lot of contract news coming in the next week. I mean, like a lot based on how things stand. But one of those pieces of contract news were today. We were talking about the Lucha Brothers. Body Slam had reported about Penta's contract, which I believe is up very soon. Fightful Select reported about Phoenix's. Ibu of Wrestle Purist reported that they seem like they are poised to head to WWE. Not only that, Fightful Select reported today, they are pretty brazenly telling their friends that they have already had conversations with WWE. Now, I see a lot of people say, contract tampering. Well, this isn't like the NBA. There's no association over this. Now, if they were like halfway through their contract, that'd be one thing. But when they're in like the last 3 or 4 weeks, like Tony Khan is not, I would be shocked if he goes after WWE, because everybody does this specifically. Right. Everybody, knowing that talent is on their way out, It's almost like an understanding in that sense. And I know of every company doing it. I think if I had to pick one that probably plays by the rules the most, it's probably like MLW. They just use whoever's available in that sense. And they have it happen to them an awful lot. But yeah, there's a lot of that. But details on FightfulSelect.com. And Amir says, what does Conan have on these guys? I mean, that was definitely a hint to AEW, his tweet that, oh, well, maybe we're losing them. Because in our report, we had said they do have an offer from AEW. And they kind of put off signing that offer. And instead, we're just kind of delaying. And AEW's like, what's going on here? What's going on here? And we've heard of this happening in the past with a variety of other happenings and wrestling companies. Like Luger, for example. It's just... nowadays, it's much more difficult to have somebody just show up, but FightfulSelect.com had that, as well as the Bound for Glory location. Please subscribe and check that out, as TNA was very mad that I put that out. So check that one out, guys. But get your super chats, get your humper chats in. Maddie Nice. Actually, I'll read this one later on. So we will ask our moderator to put that one down there. But False Count Anywhere Wrestling says, any word on how WWE feels about Logan Paul's Prime and Crypto Zoo scam lawsuits? As a journalist, how do you feel about Logan Paul suing CoffeeZilla for uncovering the Crypto Zoo scam? I am not hip enough to the intricacies of that particular lawsuit, but you want me to give you an idea of how WWE feels about it? They seem to be actively working on an angle that will improve the fact that he has SEO related to a lawsuit. And now what we will see when we Google Logan Paul lawsuit is probably the angle with LA Knight as opposed to the actual lawsuits. That's how pretty well how that goes.
There you go.
James Stalling says, we're still waiting on Ricochet. Good show tonight. As am I. As am I, my friend.
Yeah.
But we got a gauntlet match announced for next week. I'll ask Luis to put in the particulars there. But let's start talking about what we Wembley, rather, not next week, for Wembley. So they are doing the casino gauntlet again. Okay. I like that. I love the way that match has ended up for them.
Yeah.
It's become like a signature match and one that stands out enough to where it's like, okay, this is like similar to their Royal Rumble. Like the casino ladder was great. Right. The casino battle royale, great. The casino gauntlet, it's theirs. They found it. There's nothing quite like it, Alex.
No, there's not. And apparently it's happening at All In. Which would mean that Will Ospreay can't go 3-for-3 because presumably he would not be in that as well as the match against MJF. So they'll have a brand new first ever gauntlet winner because he's won the last two. I'm looking forward to seeing what I'm hoping the winner of that gets a title shot of some kind at All Out. I'm a big proponent of stuff happening at All In that determines what happens at All Out. I think that you should do stuff like that.
So Maddie Nice says JJ is a goat and on my Rushmore. Fun question. Maybe Luis can chime in too. Which two people in CMLL would you choose to replace the Lucha Bros? Luis, our moderator, says Dragon Bane and Alpha Wolf of Noah, maybe not particularly from CMLL, but the Wagner brothers and Gringo Loco. And a couple others, Toxin. I think he had mentioned Latigo Aries, but I think that Hologram is doing very well on Collision. We saw a promo video for him.
Yep.
And I love the way Tony actually gave a very good interview today. And he mentioned this and he said, you know, I saw a lot of people saying maybe it's Ricochet, maybe it's Sammy Guevara, and maybe it could be an established guy, but it wouldn't have had the same impact. And a lot of people would have been talking about that as opposed to this great young wrestler getting the opportunity of a career, and this will be the defining thing of their career. Yeah. So far, Hologram's doing great. Now, I had posted a story on Select about how originally this is supposed to be technologically ambitious. I'm told we haven't even seen that yet. Like, there are still elements of this character that were planned that people were like, how the hell will they pull this off? So,
I mean, just by the name, I'm wondering if we get like some kind of concert with him and Tupac or Michael Jackson or something.
You know? I thought that hologram concerts were going to be a bigger thing after after the Tupac Coachella thing. I thought for sure, oh, we're going to see some more of this. No, Elvis is there.
Elvis, the two of the Beatles joining McCartney and Ringo. Come on,
with all of the Elvis impersonators out there, you would have thought for sure they would have filled up a venue with an Elvis hologram thing. Didn't happen.
Yep.
SMH. Well, I'll tell you what else you can count on. You know what? We're talking about trying to keep Elvis warm, pretty much, is what we're doing.
Yes.
But what you want to do is keep those golf clubs warm.
Oh, right.
That's what you want.
Yes.
You want to make sure, like, have you ever watched Major League? You remember Pedro Serrano? He had to keep his bats warm.
That's right.
You got to keep your golf clubs warm.
Right.
And fortunately, Swag Golf is helping you. It's our last call for the Swag Golf Lottery. We've been telling you guys about our exclusive golf gear sponsor, Swag Golf, all week, and their limited edition Hollywood Hogan Golf Head Club.
Oh, you got him in the flesh.
I got him in the flesh. Listen, this is the best Hulk Hogan's flesh has looked in a long time. That much I tell you. Honest to God, leather skin for Hulk Hogan at this point. But listen, Hogan's not beautiful, but these are beautiful. So I'll show you the ones that I love. But you can win a lottery for those. You got Scott Hall.
Yeah. Wow.
Look at this gentleman.
Wow, that's nice.
Look at this fella, Kevin Nash.
Wow, look at that. Look at that. Kevin Nash. He's big and sexy.
He is big and sexy. And hey, if you say, you know what, I'm into Buell for life, but not those colors. Yeah. Fortunately, those colors do run in red and black as well.
Oh my, the Wolfpack. That's amazing.
The interior here, it feels so good. They got this nice magnet. Look, watch. You can see it. How it just clamps right there. Keeps those clubs good and warm. Their merch drop lottery opened SummerSlam and the window is closing soon. Do not miss out on grabbing your spot. Not only do they have WWE nostalgia merch like this, they have golf club head covers across fandoms and other original designs that you'll want to check out on their website or on social media at Swag Golf Co. Check them out. They do have a ton of cool stuff. Like, I was playing Top Golf last week, and I was like, by God, you know what I need? And then Kate hit me up, and she said, boy, are you in luck. Are you in luck.
I need you to bring those to Jesus Golf. I need you to bring those to Jesus Golf and walk around with the putter inside the Wolfpack one.
So on the hump today, I revealed I'll be doing that. I'll be holding everybody up because I'm going to make sure to put this on every single time.
Great stuff.
They have a whole bunch of cool stuff there. Even if you go to their Twitter, it's Swag Golf Co. Like, you can see a lot of really cool. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cool designs that are over there. Just especially like NCAA related stuff as well. Mm-hmm. Great stuff there, guys.
Great stuff.
Let's talk about this opening match, MJF and Kyle Fletcher. I've been talking about Kyle Fletcher for a long time, but Tim McFaul says it better than anyone. I'm an OG Fletchlight, and even I wasn't prepared for tonight. Kyle Fletcher has arrived. That sexy-ass man is a generational talent. He's going to win multiple world titles and Wrestler of the Year awards, Match of the Year candidate. So I've said it a million times. AJ Styles, 0102. Kenny Omega, 2014-15. Will Ospreay, like 2017-2018. That's where I see Kyle Fletcher. And he once like quote tweeted that and said, I'm going to be better than all of them. He's like, I'm going to outshine every single one of them. And the promo that he cut last week floored a lot of people. Yeah. Also, from what I understand, it floored MJF based on what people told me backstage.
Oh, really?
And that he was impressed and was very excited for this match. Meet Norma says, I thought that this would go the full 30 minutes as a way for Max to troll DMD about TV time. So this match humped and was medium beefy. MJF seems like he is on a mission since he came back to not let people perpetually forget that he can wrestle.
Right, yeah.
It definitely doesn't hurt when he's in there with the greatest wrestlers in the world, but he is also among them, Alex. This was a great way to kick off the show.
It was excellent. Fantastic limb work by MJF on the left arm. I loved how Kyle sold that the entire night. There was this great moment where he was going to do a tombstone, but he couldn't because the shoulder, he couldn't actually grip him with the left arm. So MJF was able to get out of it. Like real subtle stuff like that will always pop me in a match like this. Cause you know how good the guys are. They can do moves. Yeah. So all the little extra stuff is really such a wonderful thing to have. And you're right about Kyle Fletcher. You know, he's one of those deals of with how good he is right now. I don't doubt him when he says he's going to be better than all the people you mentioned. Like it's 25 in the scheme of things. That's 13 more years before he can get a main event push for WWE. 13 more years. So like, honestly, he's just a baby, even though he's 25, like in your wrestling career, there's so much more you can do after 25, and he's already this. So I think that they did a really great job of the Ospreay being concerned, having to break out of the little room he was watching it in to make sure that MJF didn't murder his best friend. All, like really good stuff to further the MJF and Will Ospreay storyline. Really great stuff in there also to further the breakup between in the Don Callis, Kyle Fletcher leaving Don Callis. Great stuff in there. No fewer than three separate storylines, or at least all of them connected in some way, were advanced by doing this match here. Excellent job by everybody involved.
Who do you think left the cart in front of the door? That's got to be Callis, right?
I mean, we would hope. We would maybe. Yes. I listen, MJF doesn't have anybody.
No.
So nobody's helping MJF. It's got to be somebody else.
Unless he did it himself, which I doubt that he's going to do before this big match.
True.
So who's helping? Who moved it for Callis? Because he ain't moving it himself.
Roosh.
Roosh.
Roosh, yeah.
I thought this was really well done. An incredible match. As you mentioned, highlighted multiple storylines that are very, very important. Listen, with people coming in and out of AEW and stuff, you have to get the next ready.
Yes.
Kyle Fletcher is getting ready right now. Yeah. Will Ospreay stepped in and immediately feels like a top guy. So Meet Norma says, when I think about Fletch, I think how old is Dom? Luis says Dominic is 2 years older. I mean, listen, Dominic has become one of the most indispensable people WWE has to his credit after just not belonging there for a long time. And he's done really well for himself. Mariah May defeated Viva Van. This was all Mariah May besides a very nice kick from Viva Van that got a lot of people to go, ooh. Mariah May gets the win. Another night with, even though they're enhancement matches, two women's matches. A far cry from what we used to experience where even if there was one, it could have been a squash.
Yeah.
And then Tony attacks Mariah May after the match. After Mariah May opens up a gift of a giant photo with the back of it saying, "Die, Mariah, die."
That's not fair. It's just German for the Mariah, the. And honestly, it's totally fine. If you know your Simpsons lore, it's obviously that's the joke they're pushing. And I think it's a good one.
Not to be confused with in WWE, people have been confusing Ashanti the Adonis. It's Ashanti die Adonis whole time. Like,
yes, he's
he's very violent man.
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Yeah. It's easy to confuse them. I thought it was a little cheesy. The picture and all that stuff.
I mean, it's fine. I did like her holding it up and the crowd behind her getting to see what it said.
Yes,
that
was good.
I love those moments. I love the fire from Toni Storm when she attacked Mariah May, but like who was on commentary on Collision. All this like they're doing a really great job of showing you how much these women want to tear into each other leading up into All In. When that match finally happens, it should be a barn burner.
Yeah. Oh, we already read that one. But Tom LaValle says two women's matches, three women pinned. Look at that. When's the last time you saw three women pinned on AEW Dynamite? Nope. Look at that. My God. We had a Jack Perry vignette where he looked at Darby Allin or he cut this promo and he said, "Everything in life has a price. And fortunately for you, the new Taco Bell Cheez-It Tostada is only $2.99. For those of you that, there we go, the $7 Lux scapegoat box. It's all Elite.
I feel so bad for RJ City. Taco Bell, the scapegoat Lux box, gets the graphic before RJ City. Are you kidding me?
For those of you who wondered what Jack Perry said, I did too. This is the first time I've watched I usually watch on Fight Triller via NordVPN, but today I watched Downstairs on YouTube TV, and all across cable, the Jack Perry promo got interrupted by a Taco Bell commercial.
And then once it was done, it cut back to the rest of the promo, and I was like, but the good part was during the commercial, though.
Well, that's the thing. It was, like, he was watching a TV or something. I was like, is he watching the Taco Bell commercial?
That would have been good.
So my favorite Taco Bell commercial that I've seen recently was this girl. It shows her DJing and stuff. And she's like putting over Taco Bell. And she's like, eating a Taco Bell allows me to free up time and money to pursue what I love. And I'm like, you know what? A commercial that says Taco Bell allows me to be a DJ tracks. That is accurate advertising if I've ever seen it.
You know your audience, Taco Bell. You know your audience.
You for sure do. And listen, if you're from the South or where I am, it's cookout all day. You're going to cookout. You're getting that walk-in taco instead. Although I will say, I tried the Cheez-It tostada. Not terrible. Not terrible. Very as simple as it gets.
Okay.
But damn. Oh, jeez. I don't know.
The people have asked for it. So there we go. There we go. That is from the Sour Graps Discord. A fellow named Rick Saws does amazing meme work in there. Sent that. And I was like, I'm stealing it.
I'll tell you what you won't see on this show. It's Big Head Finn Balor posing as JD McDonagh. Listen, Alex, I know you missed it, but on Monday I looked for it because listen, I was way ahead of the curve on
I was.
And shout out to Seahawk, our good friend, because he's the one that started the meme like years ago. And I just thought it was the funniest thing I ever saw. And that night I decided I was gonna go in a Leslie Nielsen 1994 SummerSlam Undertaker versus Undertaker investigation. Then on Sour Graps, Kate blows my whole spot by being honest. By just being honest. I just went over there and she goes, oh, I did it. I didn't even get to interview anybody. Could you imagine if night one after Stone Cold Steve Austin came back, Rikishi walked into the room and he goes, hey, yo, it was me. I did it for The Rock. Just so you know.
Just so we're all there, you know.
Just so we're on the same page. I did it for The Rock. Rock didn't know that I did it, but I did it for The Rock. Come on.
She didn't crack under pressure. She cracked under no pressure. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Like, I don't mean, my goodness.
At least I know she's never going to embezzle money from the company. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Get those super chats. Get those humper chats in. Tony says, when Mina comes back, who will she side with? I see her siding with Mariah. She sides with Mariah before All In. Then I see them tagging against Tony and Viva Van from the way the match went tonight. If she helps Tony before it, Mina screws her at All In. No, Mina is fully going to be on the side of Mariah May, I believe. That's how I see that one going. And Roy says, feels like this match could have been against someone more established than Viva Van. Feels like the roster needs more depth. Like, listen, I do understand that, and I don't disagree. But I do like the fact that, like, Layla Hirsch and Diamante are – it's like, okay, they're not being used on Dynamite, so what do you do? They get a top AEW ROH match ever over on ROH. And Billy Starks and Athena, they've got their own thing over there. Do I wish that that split was more established? Yes, but I didn't mind Viva Van here.
Yeah.
Shibata defeated Brian Keith. Listen, I do not care for the learning tree at all. Each stable that Jericho has been in has felt less and less inspired.
Yeah.
And tonight, to me, a part of the benefit of having Brian Keith is that he's getting the Jericho rub in that association. But instead, what we get is Jericho and Big Bill getting completely separate entrances from the guy that they're
right.
Like, we didn't need them to have their own entrance. Like, have them come out there and support the guy.
They should have done that. Also, apparently, Brian Keith spilling the beans that before he was part of the Learning Tree, there was some pitches for him to not only be part of Shane Taylor Promotions, but also somehow the House of Black. We will never regain what was taken from us. Brian Keith and the House of Black would have been amazing because they would have renamed it to the House of Black and it would have been so great. It would have been so great, John.
I really, really eventually in the future want to see like Hangman, Jeff Jarrett, Bandido, and Brian Keith as like the Sunset Riders.
That was so good.
That's what I would love to see.
It would have been great. Yep.
Shibata gets the win, and Hook makes the save. In case you were wondering, the Hook and Chris Jericho thing is still going on.
Yeah. No, yep. Yeah. I mean,
And I'm only updating this because it is now August.
Yeah.
And this started in February.
Yeah. Yep.
They did the All-Star Scramble and then, you know, Lion Hook and then beat Jericho and they went back to Lion Hook and it was cool. And then they lost that match and they did the FTW title match and Jericho won it. And
so
here we are.
So it started in February. Do you think that All In is the end? Does Hook have a match versus Jericho during the match when it looks like all is lost? Does Samoa Joe come back to turn the tide and allow Hook to fully get away from Jericho?
Yes.
I want that. I don't think it's happening. I think that they do all of that and Jericho still says, hold on, I still want another rematch. And they do that at All Out.
I had a person high up in the company last week. They said, why does it seem out of nowhere that Sammy Guevara would team with Dustin and Von Erichs? They're all from Texas. And I'm like, well, listen, it's first off, it's ROH. Second off, it's Dustin. Third, the Von Erichs hadn't been on the show before. Yeah. I like it. I love that. It's completely fresh. And I said, yeah, people knew that Guevara is from Texas. It's just he's been from Jericho Vore, Texas for the last 5 years. So,
yeah.
And that's a city that a lot of people don't, you ain't got a lot of residents there anymore.
Nope.
So,
that's right. Yeah.
Bad Apple Jam Treebeard says BK in the learning tree is the best option for him. But out of those stables, BK would have gotten lost on ROH in chain table of promotions or lost in the background of House of Black. Here he gets promo time and is on TV every week. You know, I don't know if promo time is saying you better respect Chris Jericho, but being on TV every week, yes. It's just I haven't seen how he benefits greatly from this yet. Maybe he will.
Right.
I believe he can, but will he?
Yeah. I mean, Bad Apple Jam Treebeard, I hear all your points. I respect them. Counterpoint, House of Black. Like, honestly, I mean, I don't know how. I think I win that argument. I'm sorry.
Well, no matter where you are in the world watching All In, you can watch with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Use it anywhere you are and make yourself anywhere you want to be by changing your virtual location with just one click with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Right now, you get a mega discount plus 4 free extra months. And as always, that 30-day money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you don't like it, and trust me, you will, you can get your money back. And you might be going, well, what's the point? Why do I even do it? You can listen to your favorites abroad, shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices, operating systems, and the like. You can even set it up on your router and protect your entire network. They've got a file encryption tool, a password manager, threat protection, a global server network, reliable encryption, and it's the fastest VPN on the planet. And you might say, that's an awful lot. How on earth am I going to know how to use all of this? And I'll tell you, 24/7 tech support. That's how. And listen, I don't know if they want me to mention this, but somebody just said it. See, Delgado said, you see subscriptions went up for Kentucky for VPNs because of porn. Yes. You got to verify. You got to authorize. You got to put like an ID or your face or whatever it is. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Let me tell you, if you want to troll me like some fella did last week before he got found out, you better go ahead and put your stuff behind a VPN because old boy got found out because he trolled a friend of mine and his IP got logged as a result. NordVPN.com/Fightful. As Maddie Nice says, listen, and let me, word to the wise. If you're 5'3", there's nothing wrong with being 5'3", but maybe you shouldn't be talking about beating people up on the internet and posting pictures of their dead grandmother. That's just how I feel. Personally, you got to work on your height a little bit for that. Just saying. Anyway, Hangman Page interview. Amir says, it makes most sense that Hangman wins the casino gauntlet and faces Swerve at All Out, but that would mean Brian loses at Wembley. Do you think Wembley is his last match and not Wrestle Dream? I am picking Brian Danielson to win. We will have the betting odds from BetOnline.ag up pretty soon. They have to have something big for Swerve at Wrestle Dream.
Yeah.
Danielson probably headlines that.
Yep.
I could see that maybe being his last match. So
yeah.
Maybe he says, the next time I lose, I won't wrestle again.
Yeah.
But I think that Hangman, I honestly think Hangman should be in a one-on-one match at All In.
I think he's going to be. I think that, that the post-show shenanigans have told us now who that one-on-one match is going to be against. So I would like
that. Who is that, Alex?
It's going to be Jeff Jarrett.
Really?
Yeah. I think. I mean, I don't know why you would do the angle that they did after the show if it's not going to be him. It feels weird. So,
damn. Think the match will be good?
No. No. No, I don't. I'm sorry. It's not.
I do.
He's just not for me. So, yeah.
I do. I think it'll be very good. I mean, I like the main event tonight as well. I think Jarrett is like giving his, like he's giving what he's got left in the tank there. Not to say he'll wrap it up anytime soon, but I think that he knows that right now is his window to capitalize on. I'm over it right now as I'm going to be again.
That is true. Yep.
Yeah. Oh man. Somebody says, isn't Hangman in the gauntlet match? I don't think they announced participants.
I don't think they announced participants if they did or not.
Oh, man. You know, I like this. Somebody says, what if Hangman wins the guitar from Jarrett as a weapon? I would love to see him like pass that off, so to speak.
That'd be nice.
Neither one of them ever playing guitar. Although, here's how I know AI ain't taking my job. A couple years ago, 2.5 years ago, I interviewed Hangman Page at Comic-Con here in Lexington. And Hangman is sincerely a hilarious human being. Mm-hmm. I said, man, I love your entrance theme. And he goes, thanks. I wrote it in the 7th grade. And like, I think it's Sports Kita had pretty clearly an AI article up and or another outlet. I don't want to say it was them and get sued, but the AI article indicated that Mikey Ruckus actually didn't write his new theme. Hangman Page writes all of his own music as he outlined in an interview years ago. So good. So good. Brokely Hathaway says, a little confused by a couple storylines. Would love your thoughts on it. Feel like there's too many authority figures. TK, Bucks, Daniels. Feels like they can veto one another. And is Swerve a heel again? He was the leader of a babyface group 2 weeks ago. Less than 1 year ago, Swerve broke into a man's home. I think AEW is at its strongest when on a monthly basis you decide who they're feuding with, if you sympathize with them or the opponent. I feel it is very important to do that.
Yeah.
As far as the authority figures, here's my hope. My hope is that in about 2 months, whenever Danielson wraps up his full-time run, they say, it's all him now. You're out as an EVP. You're out as this. Brian Danielson takes over. Because I don't think that Daniels has been quite great in that role yet as well.
Just like as the guy who like basically represents what Tony wants to say on screen. It's just, I don't know. Not great.
But yeah, I thank you for the Humper Chat, Brokely. I really love it when from a month-to-month basis, things change. Yeah. Bad Apple Jam Treebeard says, I don't think it's Hanger Double J Singles. Both including Grado, Michael Oku, Ricochet Lashley in the casino match with Hanger winning. That could be a possibility. I just feel like if you're going to have AEW All In, Hangman Page should be featured in a major match.
Yeah, me too.
That's how I feel.
I mean, they had him in that six-man last year. I feel like he should get a one-on-one. I would prefer it if it was for something like the Continental Championship versus Okada. But as long as it's a singles match, I'm cool with him facing JJ.
Also, the super chat, Humper Chat, mentioned Michael Oku. That would track, considering that Corey Brennan reported on Fightful Select today that there was going to be some news about him working some of those AEW dates in the UK. And that'd be cool, especially the kind of match after the he had an all-timer against Will Ospreay a couple months ago.
He sure did.
Unbelievable. Also, shout out to Corey Brennan, who has effectively cornered the entire market on every scoop across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
So good work there on Fightful Select.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We have the Swerve interview with Jim Ross. I saw a lot of people commenting about JR. I think this is the best use of him.
Yeah.
And it's clear he's had a rough go of it lately. I mean, he had some serious hospitalizations and physical issues that, you know, I'll leave to him to really expand on. But just good to see him there. And the Jim Ross interview, it's almost like the Ribera jacket for a top guy in wrestling. Like, you've been getting him for so long. Mankind got one, and Triple H got one, and now Swerve got one.
Yeah.
But there you go.
I really liked what they did with Swerve here. I like the question from JR of, like, you've done some pretty awful stuff. And he's like, listen, like I said before, if you keep knocking at the door over and over again and they won't let you in, you got to really make some noise. Yeah. So they can't. And so that was his way of, like, his whole thing with Hangman is, you are in a spot I want to be in. And him just saying that to Hangman wasn't enough. He had to really make some noise. And really make some noise is to break into Hangman's house and threaten his child. So, so he did what he had to do. And Swerve, as far as, like, him being a heel or a face, like, listen, I think everyone will be rooting for Danielson to not never wrestle again. You know what I mean? So he's going to be the heel specifically there, but not to Swerve. Like, he didn't force Danielson to make that stipulation. He didn't say, I won't face you unless you agree to retire if I beat you. He didn't do that. He's just saying, okay, fine. And I'm going to win that because this is my title and this means everything to me. And if I have to end your career to keep it, I will. That's not being a heel to me. That's being a professional wrestler. So we'll see what he does during the match to make us boo him, because we want to be cheering for Danielson during that match. I think there's a lot of stuff.
Pat says, how much longer till we see wrestlers having non-exclusive agreements with major companies where they can move freely between them? I feel Brian could. Well, it almost happened about 9 years ago with Samoa Joe. And NXT was like, yeah, come on in and do this. And then they got one taste of him being in ROH and they said, nah, let's get you signed. Mm-hmm. Jericho did it for a bit as well. Liger did it for a while. But I feel like Brian could do that and kind of call his own shots, assuming physically he can still do it. Tom LaValle says, won't mention Hanger's opponent at the first All In. For some reason, I thought that was implying Joey Ryan, but it was Joey Janela. It was, and why not? Joey Janela's still doing great things. It's just wild to look back and think how few people on that show are still actively working with AEW. Like, there's the Young Bucks. Phoenix is about to leave. Kota Ibushi is sidelined. Okada just got back there. Mm-hmm. Penta's leaving. Omega's hurt. Jay Lethal is there. Hangman. Let's see. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Mm-hmm. Madison Rain works backstage. Kazarian left. Scorpio Sky ain't on TV. Christopher Daniels is sort of there. MJF is there. He's been there consistently. And then you've got a bunch of people in the Battle Royal. But, I mean, like Chuck, Trent, they're hurt. Right. Man, yeah. It's just wild to see how, I mean, to show you how different it was, Damian Priest was on All In. Yeah. Nobody remembers it. But Damian Priest was on All In. Like, it was, it's a wild world. Wrestling changes so quickly to even think about that. But, yeah. Get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats. Thomas says, should Tony Mariah have an ODQ Texas Deathmatch stipulation at All In? Feels like they should both win, or feel like they should, with both those women wanting to kill each other. It'd be sort of like a London death match type of thing.
Yeah.
I think
they
would play it like that.
They're trying to kill each other with cricket bats and crumpets. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
that'd be good.
They're just making people, they're making each other eat the food there.
Yeah.
Is what they're doing.
That's what they're doing.
But yeah, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Patriarchy promo. Christian has set up a match between the Bang Bang Gang and the House of Black to determine who will take on the Patriarchy. Mama Wayne is back there holding the Trios Championship, as C. Delgado says, Mama Wayne is the real Trios Champion. Yeah, sure. Why not?
I think that this is good. I love him bequeathing each belt to each person. He loves Kill Switch. But however, he did not birth a prodigy, so therefore, obviously, the title goes to Mama Wayne. And I like the stipulation for this number one contenders match that apparently Christian has said he will be the special guest referee for it, which allows for the thing that I want, of course, which is for both of these trios to get a match versus the Patriarchy. In that would be a lot more fun for me than having to watch one of these two teams have to sit it out, because they're both great.
Meanwhile, they are actively working towards a triple threat in the tag team division, and I'm like, our options are a team we don't want to see, and then a match we've seen a bunch, as great as it is, especially with the Lucha Brothers leaving. I think right now the Trios division is stronger than the tag team division in AEW.
Yeah,
like, we've got the conglomeration. House of Black, Patriarchy, and Bang Bang Gang. And the tag team division, it is not the same tag team division that was so strong that they needed a trios division.
Here's the thing. There's no reason why it can't be. MXM is amazing. They're great. Right now, they're like the third best tag team in AEW. Top Flight, still great. All you got to do is light a fire under them, push those boys, they'll be amazing. Private Party, doing great work. They're both healthy. Do something with them seriously while they're both healthy. They've got good tag teams. And here's like my little request putting out there into the ether. GYV, please figure out a way to get GYV in and signed. If you start using MXM, Top Flight, Private Party, and add GYV, all of a sudden that tag division is smoking hot. Like, great stuff there.
I heard they were nowhere near coming to terms.
Well, that is why I'm putting it out into the ether, so the ether will make sure that that happens. That's all.
Yeah. I heard it was a hefty amount.
I'll bet.
We got Luis saying, do you think we'll see Conglomeration, OGK, Roosh, Mordos, Stadium Stampede? I don't, but it'd be fun. Like, yeah, why not?
It would be fun.
Camille beat a couple of jabbers.
Yeah.
Really dominated them. Camille's great. She looks like a million bucks. Mercedes sharing the mic with her a little bit. But Peyton Carter sent an absolute monster humper chat that we are going to be getting into. After this, Mercedes cut a promo. It existed. Fightful Select had reported Britt Baker would be on TV very soon, and we had reported on the Discord that it'd be a recorded promo. Tony Khan lifted the suspension, and Britt Baker cut a promo, and she had mentioned, you know, when times get tough for Mercedes, she takes her ball and goes home. Nice line. Nice little burn. Listen, if they really wanted to burn each other, there are some way worse lines than what we've heard that they could get into. So I saw people going like, can't believe she said that. Listen,
right.
I'm sure Jen Peppermint and Mercedes probably cleared that line. Mm-hmm. And Mercedes understands what does good business. She's a very smart woman. This is fine. Camille was great. I like that the mic is being shared. And this was to build a little bit of more heat until, and we got like, what, two more Dynamites until this. So we're going to have to see a couple more oohs and ahs out of this before the match happens.
Camille's great. I would say to Mercedes to wear shorter heels when, if you're going to be standing next to Camille so that she looks bigger, but, this is good stuff. Britt Baker with her recorded promo, the dig, I fair game. Fine. I'm really interested to see where this goes post All In, post All Out. It feels like it's far too early for Mercedes to lose that title. Where do we go from here afterwards? Like I said, they are doing no fewer than four excellent women's feuds in AEW right now. Cause Deonna Purrazzo and Thunder Rosa are having one of the best non-title, not even title adjacent women's feuds I've ever seen. They're so, so great together. And I love how they just hate each other so much. That's so good. Statlander versus Willow. Obviously Tony versus Mariah, and this amazing stuff. And I want to see more of all four of them. That's a really good sign.
Peyton Carter sent a monster super chat that I want to spend some time on. Big thank you for this. Great episode of Dynamite. Camille is being treated as a big deal with Mercedes. I assume for All In, hater return. Her returning after DMD versus CEO makes much more sense, but are they also teasing? They're also teasing a Saraya open challenge, another signing. I feel like Saraya could do an open challenge. It be Jamie Hayter. And then later on, Camille, Mercedes are beating down Britt.
Right.
You know what the crowd is chanting? Jamie, Jamie, Jamie. And then all of a sudden, Jamie comes out. Then 2 weeks later at All Out, you do Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker against Mercedes and Camille. And that would be really, really dope. That would be great. Yeah. It certainly seems like, at least based on our FightfulSelect.com reporting, please subscribe. Right. We are getting very close to a Jamie Hayter return, which is good. You know, finally after a year and a half. But Alex, any thoughts on all this?
I would, if it were me, I would not want her to be the person answering Saraya's challenge, simply because the moment of everyone knows it's probably going to be Jamie that saves Britt from the beatdown. But if they've already seen her at the show, they know for a fact she's coming out. I mean, obviously she's going to come out. But if we're just hoping for it, we're really hoping for it. We know, but we don't know. Like, that's a much bigger, to me, a bigger moment when she makes her real return in that moment. But if that's the case, I don't know who answers Saraya's challenge. There's a lot of really good stuff. Like I said, with the women's division right now. And I love that Camille is being treated as a really big deal. I think that's obviously the best thing for her right now, is to be adjacent to this major star. It's going to lift her as well. There's just so many big, big, big time shows coming out, like All In, All Out, Grand Slam, all within like 3.5 weeks of each other. It's kind of crazy. So there's going to be some big time matches for these women.
We got Tony Miller saying Team Deonna versus Team Rosa Stadium Stampede. That one, I mean, they haven't really established like pretty like extended teams for that.
Yeah.
But Taya has joined Deonna, which I really like. Meet Norma says Jamie Hayter needs to show up soon in this feud to approach Tony Mariah levels of heat. Camille versus Hayter could be match of the year if healthy. Yeah, certainly beef sons and misses. Yeah, that's the meat match. Yeah, that's what we need. I know Meet Normus is pumped for that. But yeah, also, I mean, they're starting to add more women's segments to the show because they realize that they've got a loaded women's division.
Yeah.
Apple Jam Treebeard says, if AEW is losing Lucha Brothers for sure, sign and fill that gap with grizzled young vets. Again, the only reason, I mean, they were interested. Fightful Select had reported that a while back. They were interested, but way, way far apart on terms. Main event, Alex. I know you're pumped.
Oh, just dripping with excitement.
You know what? Dripping with excitement.
Yeah.
If you want to make somebody else drip with excitement.
You dealing with a nosy mailman all up in your business about what you're ordering, what you're getting? Well, don't worry about it with BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. It ships discreetly. Discreetly. Fortunately for you, because the mailman's going to want to know what's going on. He's going to be delivering that mail to your house. He's going to hear all these sounds. He's going to be like, what's going on there? Well, I don't know, because this package doesn't say anything, but I have a feeling the package in there is saying something, and it will be because of BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Helps get you that main event performance and confidence. And you get your first shipment free when you go to BlueChew.com and use the code Fightful. Like I said, same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but much more affordable and in a chewable. Take their online quiz, and then when approved, it ships straight to your door. My gosh. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. Mind your own business, mailman.
You know the drill. Yep. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful.
Yep.
Amir says, Kota Ibushi has tweeted, AEW is my home. We'll see a full comeback with Kenny. Tag division saviors on the way. I mean, listen, if it's a Kota Ibushi that we saw before he came to AEW, yes, before his injury, because since then it's not been great, and there's reasons for that that I'm sure one day he'll disclose. Brian Danielson, Jeff Jarrett, anything goes. This went all over the place. I got sent an incredible video by Spencer Branch, who was there. He got the concourse footage, and it just looked so cool. To me, this is the type of match that you have between Jeff Jarrett and Brian Danielson. You don't want Brian Danielson bumping a ton. Jeff Jarrett, even though he's not known for it, has always been able to have this type of match. He came up in Memphis, for the love of God.
Right.
So obviously, that's a thing. Also, you did highlight, we did miss the six-man tag.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I was like,
we did. We'll cover that.
I have a stroke.
We will cover that after the main event. You are absolutely
cool.
Right.
Cool, good.
You're absolutely right. I don't have a ton to say about that, but yes,
sure.
Accidentally skipped that. Danielson ends up getting the win. Ricky Steamboat is there. How'd you feel about this match? I loved it. We had Tony P saying something felt off. It was an okay show. Start and endings were great, but the rest felt off, if you know what I'm saying. Swerve and Danielson will heat up more when he kills Yuta. I feel Swerve is the one who can out slime ball MJF in the future. Right. This is in reference to me saying that one of the only things that can make MJF a face is somebody who can out slime ball him.
Right.
The match itself, how'd you feel?
I thought to myself that nothing can make me like a Jeff Jarrett match. And it turns out not even Brian Danielson can. I'm
really?
Sorry. Like, I don't enjoy watching him work. I don't enjoy watching him work. I'm sorry. I just feel like literally anybody else on the roster could be in a spot. I don't have a nostalgia for him. And I feel like if you have no nostalgia for Jeff Jarrett, he's just an old guy. Like, and so I don't have anything that connects me to him. I think that they did a good job. But like, did I enjoy watching the match? I didn't. I'm sorry. The Masaiku knee with the chair was nice. Do I think that I would want Hangman Page, if he has a one-on-one match at All In, to wrestle literally any other member of the roster? Yes, I would personally. I know I'm not going to get that, so whatever. It's whatever. I have my own personal proclivities. So everybody does. Mine is just not this. But I did love everything that happened after the match, with Swerve coming out and basically, you know, like saying, like, how you feeling? This is Jeff Jarrett. This is Jeff Jarrett that did this to you. Imagine what I'm going to do to you. Also, I'm jealous because you got to tune up this week, but I want to tune up, and I want it against your boy. Like, this is next week's going to be a really great match because I love Wheeler Yuta. Him and Swerve will be really good, and Swerve trying to really hurt Wheeler Yuta to get at Bryan Danielson should be a lot of fun.
I think you need to free your mind, Craig. That's how I feel.
Okay.
I really enjoyed this match. Jarrett right now is as over as he's been in years and as he probably ever will be. We got Parker Hines saying, serious question, is this the best match of Jeff Jarrett's career? Not a Jarrett fan, but I enjoyed the main event. It one of them, but like, listen, him and Kurt Angle had a really, really great match at Genesis 2009, I think it was. He and Shawn Michaels had a really great match at the second In Your House they ever had. If you want another example outside of that, I mean, listen, I don't want to put over Benoit because fuck him. The ladder match was really good. He did one against the eventual Grandmaster Sexay in, gosh, I feel like it was probably USWA or, yeah, it was USWA. Those were all very, very good matches of his that if you've never seen that, check him out. He also had a good one against Raven in the early days of TNA, like really, really good ones. Bockwinkle in the 80s, he had a great match against him too. So some stuff that you guys can check out if you've never seen it. But we've got Meat Norma saying the main event felt like a pandemic thematic match in a good way. I'd prefer a Danielson Benjamin match, but we're not there yet. Cheers, partners. Yeah, I hope that Lashley and Shelton get added to this tag team division. I don't necessarily need to see them as singles competitors now, but Alex, you may remember I used to pitch a Randy Orton, Shelton Benjamin, Angry Old in tag
team.
Lashley and Shelton could fill that role.
They'd be great. Yeah.
Not only that, they're so much bigger than all the other wrestlers in AEW. Yes,
they are.
It's like they're Road Warriors.
Yeah.
Wrestling DeLorean podcast says, big fan of FIFA. Well, thank you. Says, love the main event. Always was a fan of Double J. Had to DoorDash Taco Bell after that amazing Jack Perry package. Listen, if you want an amazing package, check out Blue Chew and the code FIGHTFUL.
Yeah, there you go.
I have not eaten Taco Bell in years. I did try the cheese at Tostada. It was decent.
It was okay.
Matthew Hooks of Hooked In Voiceover says, Deonna and Taya versus Thunder Rosa and who? Bane? I think that'd be really great. That'd be fantastic. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Bill says, can we get our daily Fightful bracelet check, please? Don't want chaos brought to this show. I don't have bracelets. What's this for?
If we have bracelets, then CM Punk is going to come and attack us because there must nothing more important than us not wearing bracelets. Oh, my.
Bring
look out.
It, buddy.
Oh, no.
Bring it, buddy.
You better lock the door. CM Punk's going to come. He's going to beat you up.
Oh, Fightful.
Oh, no.
This one was because I go to Planet Fitness. Somebody got that one for me.
Okay.
Someone did one that said, be nice to SRS.
Okay. All right.
And then someone did, I need $5.
Oh, good.
Shout out. So many people have given me these at this point. I can't remember individually who gave me each one. Right. Also, I've got one from Allie Albright. Mm-hmm. But I keep them all. They're very, it means a lot that people spent time on those. So they stay in my display case right back there next to my 100,000 subscriber thing. Yeah. Alex, where's yours? Do you just polish yours daily?
The thing, I put it back in storage so it didn't everything. It's next going up on the wall when I get my basement studio fully done.
Okay.
Nice. I'm going to hang it up and put it right behind me right about there. So it'll be there every time I do a show.
Full disclosure to everybody. We started Fightful in 2016.
Yes.
And, of everybody that got hired, they're like the three people that are still here from day one are myself, Jimmy, and Alex.
That's it.
Yeah, Alex might have been my first hire. I think
it was.
Yeah, I think Alex was my personal first hire. I was Jimmy's, and yeah.
Yeah.
And we had Carlos for a number of years. He's still loosely affiliated. And
yeah.
We were on great terms with a lot of people. The guy who did the thigh rubbing tweet has been gone for a few years. Let me tell you, his Twitter was a wild one to discover. I said, listen, nothing like that. I mean, listen, what you would expect out of a guy who would tweet something like that.
But
nothing too bad.
Yeah, that's right.
I was just like, bro, you and your lady have some wild role play going on publicly, eh?
Yep.
But Amir says update on Jay White's injury timeline to return.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything outside of what we had reported, that it wasn't supposed to be long term.
Okay, good.
There you go. Six-man tag match. We got OCFTR doing the damn thing now. They pick up the win. The Acclaim came out afterwards. Sometimes it just does feel like people just kind of get thrown together and they chill out together for a few months.
Yeah. I mean, there was some travel problems getting into North Carolina.
There were.
So OC, I loved this thing where OC's like, I'm still doing the match, even though my conglomeration guys didn't show up. I mean, it's okay. I found some guys who were spoiling for a fight and they decided to do it.
Fair point. I do want to highlight that. That had completely slipped my mind that, they faced major travel issues. Tony had mentioned that. There are some people within WWE there were people in WWE on the staff side, Alex, that just got home today from SummerSlam.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I really liked the idea of OC just finding two Carolina boys who wanted to beat somebody up, and it's FTR. That's great. I love what they're doing with Beast Mordos. He's just excellent. Roosh is fantastic. I kind of like just the idea of Roddy Strong and Roosh and Mordos as a trio. That pops me endlessly. I understand the point of view of the Acclaimed in this little feud with FTR, but if you're asking me to choose who I'm rooting for as FTR 1,000,000%, I do like the fact that they are openly presenting the Acclaimed as a couple of a-holes. Like, they're pissed, and they have a right to be pissed in a little bit, but they're presenting their argument in a really a-hole-ish way. And so I think they're subtly telling you this is the team that's going to turn heel in this match between them and FTR. We'll see where it goes, if it's a triple threat, how that ends up. But I think that if Acclaimed being heels was, I think, they did some good work as heels before they turned babyface, and I feel like it's gotten stale. So maybe as a babyface, as a heels, they'll be better.
Yep. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. Alex, tell the people what you got going on.
Well, you can find me over on Fightful Select doing a Rampage watch along while talking about SmackDown. And then we'll probably doing Raw next after that. And then Tuesday doing the NXT show.
We have a couple more super chats, humper chats. Bad Apple Jam Treebeard says could do it as Taya Deanna Renegade Twins, Rosa Ellering, Allison Kay, Marty Bell. I mean, listen, they are not just going to bring in Allison Kay and Marty Bell and bring up Rachel Ellering from ROH and then be like, hey, Renegade Twins, you haven't been on AEW TV forever. Right. That's just not going to happen. Yeah. Realistically, Sean Martin sent a very generous humper chat that says the main point around the Hangman Swerve feud has been Swerve invading his home. Wrestle Dream is in Swerve's hometown. You got to do Hangman versus Swerve and Hangman winning the title in front of Swerve's friends and family. Quite possibly. I am looking at this and I go, I don't think it's an accident Darby Allin beat Hangman Page.
No.
And that's the thing out of left field I see. Because Swerve's the champ right now. I think Danielson's going to be. And I think Darby could be.
Right.
But I think that something happens between Swerve and Hangman, or they film something there.
If they do something where like Hangman wants to get a match versus Swerve versus at Wrestle Dream, but somehow loses, you know, a battle royal or whatever. So he's not on the card, but Swerve is in the ring. And then up on the Tonytron, we have Hangman with a camera breaking into Swerve's house. Oh, whose house am I in? It's Swerve's house. And he does the same thing to Swerve that Swerve did to him. Like, he's gone that far round the bend. Might be kind of cool.
I can't wait for, like, I think the All In, All Out, and Wrestle Dream period of AEW has a chance to really heat them up.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to see some things pay off and some brand new, fresh things. I think people are going to be cycled in, cycled out.
Yeah.
I would imagine Moxley's going to pop back up. I think we're going to see Ricochet debut. I mean, Grand Slam's going to happen. I think I'm going to go to that. Yeah. Lots to get into, guys. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We got so many scoops over there. The contract info, got a lot of it this week.
Yeah.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.